Praise the Lord. Are you ready for the word today? I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 4, and let's go to verse 20. You know, sometimes we get the mentality, well, you've read that scripture before. Yeah, well, I like steak, and I've eaten steak over the years, too. And it's good. I'm going to be eating it again sometime. So we're going to eat a good steak tonight. And I was meditating on, really, Pastor Jay and I have been talking a lot, ministering a lot, I believe, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, on putting God's word first. Yes. Being led by the Spirit of God. And you can't be led without putting His word first. Yes. Amen. It's so important that we put His word first, and it will change our lives. Yes. Yes. There is something about hungering and thirsting for the things of God that you can't have without the Word of God. You can't have it without putting His Word first. You can't have it without just stirring yourselves up constantly. Now, I'm making some changes in that, and I generally try to do this, but it's not about how much Scripture I read. It's about getting the revelation. And what I actually make myself do, I mean, you understand, I enjoy it, but I, sorry, my watch is making a noise, so I'll take it off. What I do is, if I read a scripture and you get through reading it and I feel like I'm just logging time, I will go back, read it again, read it again. Sometimes I'll just check my heart. Okay, am I supposed to be somewhere else? Meditating on something else. And sometimes we're just filling time. Sometimes we're, okay, if I spend 10 minutes reading the scripture, then I will have logged my time in. Healing's going to work in my life, and prosperity's going to come. And it's as dry as yesterday's toothpaste. You understand? Not the word. Our attitude about it. And it gets pretty dry. It gets pretty stinky sometimes. I mean, I include myself. That when we're reading, if we're not getting revelation and if we're not rejoicing in what we are reading, then we might as well just shut the Bible. It's not going to do you any good. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Now, we do things to stir ourselves up. So don't just stop reading the Bible, please. That's not what we're saying. No, we stir ourselves up. And like I said, sometimes I will read the same scripture. I mean, over and over and over. It's like, okay, you're not moving on until you get the revelation. Because if I don't have a revelation of that scripture, all right, we're in the service right now, okay? There's a lot of moving going on in the service and looking around. So let's not get distracted, okay? All right. Give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Yes. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they, my words, are life. And that word life, what does that mean? Well, if my iPad goes there, it means raw, strong, living, quick, flowing, reviving, like springtime. Revival, renewal. It's the life of God. It's that same life that also lives inside of us, because the Holy Spirit is life. The Holy Spirit is light, synonymous terms. The Holy Spirit is the glory of God in the corporate anointing. And there are some things that as a corporate body we have to enter into for that to manifest. But the same Holy Spirit, yes. Right? So that life is what brings healing and health. And it comes from within. Yes. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I like to say this, faith rises by hearing. And the life in God's word will mix with the life in your spirit. And there's an explosion that takes place. Just like we were talking about on Sunday. It's like adding yeast to a cake. If you don't have it, it will go flat. But it's a mix. And we've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. We've got to become one with the Word. And becoming one, or getting engrafted in the Word. And just like a vine, if you want to, is Linda in here? What's the word I'm looking for? You're grafting maybe a vine into another vine, and you want it to start growing. What's that called? Grafting. All right. Well, that's Revelation, right? But you maybe, this may not be the way to do it, but you make a little slit in there and you put that in there, and the life that is in that plant will flow into the one that's grafted in. And without God's word, and how many know the church? If we are not one with God's word in the local church, we're not going to grow in Revelation. So we could look at ourselves as little offshoots that are coming in and being grafted in the local church. But why? So that life can go into us. And it's not what any man can do, but it's what that church represents, and that is God's word. Amen. Being taught, giving revelation to every person, every man and woman and child and young and elderly person in this place. So we've got to give attention to that so that that life source can go into us. And whatever area, whatever hardship, whatever thing, you know, there are pastors, there are ministers. You know, we've ministered to some young ministers that have even had suicidal thoughts. You think, a pastor, a minister? Well, you've had suicidal thoughts. You've had, I'm not saying you yielded to it, obviously not, you're here. I shouldn't joke about that, but anyway, I mean, we've got to lighten it up a little. We've ministered to individuals and basically just show them the love of God, because you don't understand the pressure that other people can be going through. You know the pressure you've dealt with. You know that there are times you don't feel like it, people don't know what I'm going through. So when we're in the local church, we've got to have that life source flowing into us. If we're just this little vine sitting in the chair and we're not hooked up to anything, how many know we're going to shrivel up? None of this is in my notes. Because the Holy Spirit needs to get across to us what it means to sit in this chair, what it means to be getting God's word preached and taught, what it means to have that life of the word coming into us, and we're grafted in.
Amen. That's right.
We're grafted in. We're becoming one with the word. So don't be discouraged in the midst of trials, in the midst of the situations that you're dealing with at home, in the midst of things. Say, thank you for coming, even if you haven't been here for a while. Thank you. We're not trying to run anybody off. We just want you to know, if you'll keep coming back and keep coming back, and if you'll change that face with some joy and receive, then some life is going to get in you. Well, Pastor Debbie, I thought life was already in me. Yes, but it's a mix.
Right.
And the life of God's word needs to get in you, but it's revelation that's coming, and we've got to give attention to it like it's our life.
Yes.
It's our life source. It's like going to the gas station. Have you ever heard putting water into your car? Yes, I understand that there are some people that have invented things that can run your car on water. I get that. But I'm talking about gasoline that works in your car.
Yes.
What are you putting in your car?
Come on.
I'm talking about the oil that helps everything work in your car. And we've got to be gassed up. We've got to be oiled. We need to be one with God's word, and we need revelation, because there's answers and there's light that comes. And it helps us if we are just putting God's word first in our home, not just in the church, but in our home, and making the changes, just giving more time in the morning. Before we go to bed, putting our mind on God's word. If we get up in the middle of the night, what are you thinking about? Let's give God first place. And I haven't always done that, but God's dealt with me. Why not? And there's no better time to make the changes than now. And we get stirred up. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Because that's what's going to bring life. So we can beg. We can call a friend. We can, Lord, why isn't this working in my life? Because the life source is not, we're not properly grafted. We're sitting in the chair, but is the life source working in us? Keep your heart with all diligence. And that word diligence really means to guard it. And for out of it spring the issues of life. So the issues of life come out of you as well. What comes out of you is important. And we're going to be talking about not just putting God's word first, but we're going to be talking about our words and what's coming out of us. Because if we're not speaking life, then what are we speaking? Death? Are we just speaking what we've grown up learning to say? You know, this is flu season, so people get the flu. Well, I'm not signing up for that. I've had more people say to me, I'm not talking about necessarily church people, but even some church people say to me, well, there's a couple week flu going around. And I'm like, I'm not signing up for it. Some people, if it's in the medical field, you go get your antibiotics or whatever, as I'm led, right? We talked about that. I'm not one that just goes and gets antibiotics, because it can really strip your body. So I have to know it's a leading of the Lord. And then I will use my faith to take those antibiotics. And this last time, God dealt with me to go ahead and, so I did. And but even at the doctor's office, everybody getting that. And I leave that place, I'm like, not me. And you might think, well, you're there, you got it, so why are you saying that you're not signing up for it? I didn't sign up for it. I'm not keeping anything. Well, if you're dealing with sickness in your body, don't you have it? I'm healed. When did you get healed? Because I'm not seeing it. I'm talking about a couple weeks ago. I got healed when I opened my Bible and went to Mark 11:22. And when I believed that I received healing and health because of my covenant, when I used my authority and I told sickness and disease, it's got to go, that's when I got it. And really, it was 2,000 years ago. Jesus paid the price for me.
That's right.
So I'm not signing up for a two-week flu. If you want to sign up for it, but we don't think about it, and we just say things off the cuff, so to speak. And my friend, I'm not your Holy Ghost policeman. Don't say that. I'm not your Holy Ghost policeman. But if you're going to say to me, everybody getting the flu, I'm going to tell you, I'm not. Well, didn't you have it? I got rid of it. It had to go. Why? Because he takes it out of our midst. Well, why are you coughing and hacking? hacking and got a fever then. I'm healed. In other words, I'm not even going to oblige that with an answer. The world's not going to understand that. They don't get it. They're going to talk about flu season because that's their favorite subject. They're going to talk about all the pharmaceuticals. They're going to talk about where to get them the best prices. They're going to talk about, you know, all of that. And let me tell you something. I'm not glorifying supplements either. You know I'm a supplement taker. I was going to say person. I'm a supplement person. I'm a supplement taker. Just like I breathe air and I drink water. Okay? I use wisdom. And we're going to teach more on that. We're going to share some things about the wisdom of God with you all. And I'm still checking my heart about it. But it's like, Lord, I really want to put a couple books in our bookstore that will just kind of enlighten some people about some of the things out there. Well, praise the Lord. Moving right along. Keep your heart with all diligence. Guard it. Out of it spring the issues of life. So you've got the life of God that is flowing in you, but it's also flowing out of you. So it's flowing in you as we're giving attention to it. It's flowing in us as we're falling in love with the Word again. It's flowing in us as we're saying, Lord, it's more important that I read your word than I'm watching my favorite program. And I understand when habits form, you can have a cry on your hand. I'm not sure. I don't really watch TV programs. But that doesn't mean that sometimes I can't get caught up watching the news or whatever. I told Mom Newsmax is constantly ding, ding, ding. It's like, I haven't looked at it for 2 years. How did I get this thing off my phone? Anyway, I don't want to take time to even go get this silly news off my phone. It's like, anyway, praise the Lord. I'll just give it to somebody and they do it. Every morning, ding, ding. Oh, somebody must be trying to. It's Newsmax. I'm just like, really? Okay, moving right along. I haven't even looked at it. Moving right along. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. And really, that means a mouth that deviates. It's not just, it's a mouth that tends to say, it says something that's deviating from God's word. And anything that's not emphasis on God's word can open the door to the enemy. What are we saying? So putting God's word first, and hearing the Holy Spirit, right? But what are we saying? What's coming out of our mouths? Are we giving diligence? Are we guarding what's coming into our mind, what we're listening to? Are we guarding our atmospheres? Are you still hanging out with friends that are speaking, cursing? If you are, let me tell you something. It's going to trip you up. It's going to make it difficult to come and be grafted in. Because the more that you put your ears around hearing the way that the world does it, the more that you put yourself around that. But Pastor Debbie, my children, well, you need to control your home. Well, my husband. Well, you know, we have, I tell people all the time, focus on yourself. Focus on your relationship with the Lord. Focus on growing in the Lord. Pray for your husband if he's not a believer, if he's not living the life in your home. But then there's a time and a place where you're going to have to rise up and you're going to have to let him know, hey, you can't be watching that junk in this house. You can't be, you know, doing some of that stuff. And God will give you wisdom to say it. But don't try to be the Holy Ghost policeman overnight, all right? And even your children. If you've been allowing things for years, you're going to have a cry in your hands. But there is a time and place. And get yourself filled up. Put the word first. God will help you even in the midst of that atmosphere in your home. But then there's going to come a time where he's expecting you to take steps. And you're going to have to speak up and say, hey, we can't be having this. Now, we should be having our children in church. If children are living in your home, they need to be told you need to come to church. Yeah, I see some of those daggers in your eyes. I understand that. They need to be coming to church. Part of the problem is, you know, we allow these things and it affects our home. And we think, it's like, oh, that's nice, Pastor Debbie, that's nice. And it's like Dr. Dufresne, he says, it's like beating a dead horse sometimes. It's going to trip you up. God will give you the wisdom if you're putting his word first. But if we're not putting his word first, we will continue to compromise. If we're not putting God's word first, we will continue to compromise. And we've all done that. We will be insensitive to the Holy Ghost because if we're not putting God's word first, then we're not sensitive to the Holy Ghost within. So get yourself built up with the word. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Even singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. If you don't give yourself to singing, just speak out the word during your day. Yeah, but I've missed it so much, that doesn't matter. Just repent. You can speak the word just like anybody else. Get up in the middle of the night and fear has come on you. You use your authority. Yeah, but my authority is not working. It's not working because that's what you're saying. Get up, tell the devil to shut up, and just start singing a song. I mean, go someplace where you can, whatever. You can do it just as well as anybody else. You do not have to be Lester Summerall. You do not have to be a general of faith. You do not have to be the pastor. You do not have to be the chief Christian in the church. If condemnation is coming on you, then say, Lord, anywhere I've missed it, I just lay it down by faith. But I'm going to get God's word in me, and it's going to start pushing stuff out. See, that's the thing. The devil doesn't want you to get the word in you. He wants you to live in condemnation. And the only thing that will push that condemnation out is getting the word in your heart. Read it, even if you don't feel like it. Stir yourself up. Listen to CDs. I mean, there are times when I'm getting ready and I'll turn on the CDs of Pastor Jay, you know, of my own CDs, you know, Pastor Nancy, Dr. Dufresne, Dad Hagen. And especially those people that God has put in your life. It ought to be your pastors first. But you understand, you can glean, of course, from Pastor Nancy's. I mean, she's our pastor. And we're getting fed through her. But I'm just saying, you need to be hearing what your pastor is saying. So if you're listening to other people more than your pastor, that is part of the problem. Because God is showing us what you need. He's showing us what this congregation needs. And if you're not honoring that by listening to what is being said, what has Pastor Jay been saying? You know, don't get distracted. Spending time in prayer. Stirring ourselves up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Putting God first. So that we can be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Get the word in your heart so that it will come out of your mouth with revelation. And really, when we start speaking it, maybe we don't feel like it's working, but we don't go by feeling. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep praising God for the answer. Keep thanking God for the answer. And we're stirring ourselves up to get understanding, to get revelation, to get answers to things that will change our homes. And honestly, if you've been listening, there's already been answers that are going forth in this service that will change your home. If you've been listening to what this preacher is saying, there have been some answers that will help you. But if you keep pushing it away, and there are some things in our lives that we've got to come to a realization, okay, I got to eradicate that out of my life. Why? Because, we were talking about that on Sunday. Be of the same mind. Peter and Paul, be of the same mind. Over and over and over again, they're telling people, be of a sound mind. Be of the same mind. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And that is a mind that's renewed to the Word of God. And in order for that life to work in us, we've got to be grafted in hearing what the rest of the church is hearing. Hearing what our pastor is saying.
Yes.
And it will help us. It will change us. If there are things in our life that rise up as rebuttals, those are the very areas that you need to put that life on. Amen. Put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. And your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding that you may preserve discretion. See? What does that word mean? Well, we'll go there. It's a plan, it's a device, it's a thought, it's intents, it's a purpose. And the Holy Ghost will show us purpose. He will show us where our heart really is. The more that we get the Word of God in our heart, the more we're going to see areas that we have to do something with the Word. You don't just get the Word in your heart, you got to do something with it. So that's why we're going to Matthew 7. Matthew 7:24. And there are things that the enemy will come and he will try to dupe you by constantly bringing condemnation. Well, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. And you just get to the place where it's like, okay, I got so many things changed, I might as well just forget it. Don't get duped into that. Live free from condemnation by just, Lord, I missed it there. I'm sorry. And just get back up. If you know you missed it, just, I'm sorry. Don't have the attitude, well, I'm just going to do it again. No. Just say, I'm sorry, and get back up. And thank you, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And then just make a time to get in the Word and start praying in the Holy Ghost throughout the day. It will strengthen you. When you feel sad, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On him I do depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got the joy. I got the joy. And just start, singing the opposite of what you feel. Because do we go by feelings now? All right, move right along. Now, Matthew 7. So putting God's word first, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up on your most holy faith, strengthening yourself, it helps you have the ability to say no to things. And coming to church and, yes, going to meetings is great and awesome, but just always be hungering for more, and be in the places that are conducive for spiritual growth. And my friend, it's going to start working.
Yes.
It's going to start working. All right, Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, so we can hear And we can put God's word first, but you can't put God's word first without the doing. Because honestly, you're not putting God's word first without the doing. And what is the doing? The primary doing is to speak. God said in Genesis. And we are to follow his example. We are to speak his word. We are to thank God. We are to worship him. We are to stir it up. If we don't have understanding of something, we keep saying it until we get a revelation. Meditate means to talk the word. So throughout the day, and I said this, I believe, on Sunday. I love this. I'm not saying it completely right, and I need to go back and find it. I think it's in Pastor Nancy's Supernatural Prayer book. But was it Smith Wigglesworth that said, if you see me on the street corner talking to myself, know that I'm talking to God. And basically he was saying, I'm talking to God through all throughout the day. And because of that, he keeps me right. And if we're talking to God, we're taking his word to him. We're taking his word to him. So whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. See, a wise man is one who uses, they apply their faith and they walk out their faith. Wise is the application. It's really higher than understanding because it's the application of faith's understanding of the heart. It's walking out your faith. And you're getting wise. You're getting, and I can tell when people are getting revelation. Yeah. I can tell when they're doing things according to God's word. Yeah. I can tell when they're being wise and not stupid. Yeah. We can all be stupid. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. I can tell when, you see, because when we're walking in wisdom, there's more joy. Why? Because wisdom knows that joy scares the devil. It scares the hell out of him. I just had to say that. I'm not saying it was the Spirit of God. Wisdom is walking. I had to wake some of you up. But wisdom is what you see, when you're walking in wisdom, you know that that joy is going to detour hellish things out of your life. That's what we're saying. And that scares the devil. Your life will start changing if you start walking in wisdom. If you, you know, and if you do what you know you've got to do, that's going to change your home, it's going to change your household. If you know and you start doing that, that's wisdom. But if you don't, then that is, what do they say? The definition of insanity is just keep doing the thing, same thing over and over again, expecting change. That's not wisdom. Be of the same mind. Renew your mind. Develop your heart. If you're renewing your mind, you're speaking God's word. You're acting on it. A change is taking place in your mind. Your mind, your will, your emotions. And then your spirit is growing up. The faith and the love and the endurance. It's growing in you. And you'll start walking in wisdom, and you can start walking free in areas. It's like, wow, this is so wonderful. You know, today, I'll be honest with you, just a lot of tiredness came over me, and I'm like, what? No. So I laid down to take a nap, and I had all these thoughts of, okay, call some, you know, tell Teresa to take the service, whatever. No, I didn't. Have you ever been there, done that?
Yeah.
And I had to speak to my body. It's like, no, you're going to go to church tonight, and you're going to preach the word, and you're going to do the offering, and you're going to do the main service, and it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
And it wasn't until right before I got up from that nap that those symptoms left. Because I told my body what it was going to do. And I laid down and got some rest. Yeah, I had to tell it. That's right, Miss Sandra. I told it what it was going to do. All right. Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So the only reason why things are not working in our life is because our foundation isn't right. And when your foundation is on God's word, and it's a big book, there's specifics for you, and the Holy Ghost will show you what those specifics are, and then you've got to act on them. And that's going to renew your mind, and that's going to develop your spirit. It's going to help you grow up. It's going to help you discern. That's what we were talking about on Sunday. I want you to turn to James. James chapter 2. So we're putting God's word first, but we're also saying something. And it says in James 2, verse 14, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?" And that word for works means corresponding actions. It corresponds from the revelation in your heart. You say something because you have revelation of it. And the only way, so if we're saying things that we don't have revelation of, that means that we've got to go back to the source.
Right.
And keep hearing it and hearing it until you get revelation. Remember, I said sometimes I have to make myself read it again, 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 until I get the revelation. I'm not just logging time in. Logging time is not going to bring life into you. Logging time, so many times we do that. So I said, well, all right, let's go on to verse 18. Someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" It means it's inoperative. It's not doing anything. We can come and we can quote scriptures and we can say we're blessed and we can say all of this, but if we are going home and saying something different, there's something wrong with our revelation.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. It's called forked tongue. You speak with forked tongue. Is that what the... Anyway, moving right along. The Indians would tell the military, "You speak with forked tongue. You tell us one thing and you do another." Verse 22, "Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect or complete?" See, God wants to complete our lives. He wants to bring the manifestation in. Well, Pastor Debbie, I wish I could have went to the healing meeting tonight so that I could got my healing. You know what the Lord put in my heart and the reason that I was preaching tonight? Because there's some people that he wants to bring healing into your life, but you've got to do these two things. Put his word first. And what's the other one that we're talking about? You got to speak it. You got to start speaking it. Stop following condemnation. If you miss it somewhere, don't look under a bush and where you've missed it everywhere. But just say, "Father, I'm sorry if I've missed it." And just go from where the Holy Ghost shows you anything. Say, "Okay, I give that to you, Lord. I give that to you. And I thank you for strength."
Amen.
To stay right in that area.
Yes. Amen.
And just thank him. Just thank you, Lord, I'm right.
Yes.
I'm free.
Amen.
And then go your way, acting like it. Amen. And there will be challenges that come to you, but if you're putting God's word first, if you're coming to the local church assembly and getting involved, if you are constantly praying in the Holy Ghost to build yourself up, Well, Pastor Debbie, I'm not doing those things because I am condemned. You are condemned because you're not doing those things. See, it's what you call an oxymoron, whatever. You've got to start giving your spirit what it needs. So that it can take control. And you can't take control if you are just filling your mind and your heart with everything else around you. The world's ways of doing things. So we're putting God's word first by doing it. By speaking it. We got to stop tripping ourselves up and entrapping ourselves with our words by saying what everybody else is saying. Start talking about how you're free. Start talking, you know, and I'm not saying you got to go around telling everybody else, but first of all, you talk to the Lord about it.
Yes.
And you tell the devil that you're free.
Yes.
And you just put it in your mouth.
Yes.
You know, I never finished my testimony on Sunday, but what I meant to say is, you know, remember that tooth that I was supposed to, I thought I was going to have to get it pulled, and for a year I've been speaking over that tooth and doing different things so that I could keep it. And so I was like, well, it just kept coming in my heart to go get it checked. And I thought that I was going to have to get it pulled. And I thought that that may have been the underlying thing, a bacteria. And so I went to the dentist last week and I said, Lord, I don't want to get this pulled. But, you know, I don't want to look like a snaggletooth lady. And, you know, the way it was right here and where it was, I was going to have to get this bridge and all that. Anyway, it was thousands of dollars. Like, really? You know, it's not the money and all that, but it's we got a supply.
Yes.
I really want to spend it on that. But anyway, moving right along. So the biggest thing is, it's like, Lord, I've been speaking over that. But I'll do it. If you're leading me that my faith is not there, then I'll go get that taken out. So he looked at me and he did all the stuff and he said, I've only been able to tell one other person this. You know, he's been a dentist for quite a few years. So I've only been, and you don't have to get it taken out. See, last year he told me the tooth was dead. I was going to have it taken out. But I've been calling it alive. I've been calling it, you know, root. There and he said, no, you don't have to, it's alive. You don't have to take it out.
Yes.
He's like, if you have any problems, let me know. It's like, I'm not going to have any problems. Huh. So I'm like, there are no bacteria coming out of it or anything? No. No. Hallelujah. So I go, good. So I went, spent $400-something for him to tell me that I don't have to do anything. Well, praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. We're blessed. Amen. Moving right along. The church pays my medical bills anyway. You all spent $400. I mean, I'm just being truthful with you, okay? You pay my dentist bill, okay? But you didn't have, you know, we're not doing this anyway. We're moving. I'm just saying.
Amen.
There you go. Now you're in faith. All right. Let's go to chapter 1 of James. There are certain things we pay for, you know. Praise the Lord. Moving right along. Amen. Anyway, moving right along. It's part of my package. So deal with it. All right. All right. James chapter 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect or complete work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. See, God wants to get us to a place where we are grafted in, where that life is able to work in us and bring health and healing and empower to prosper in our life. He wants us to become complete. He wants it to manifest in our lives. Amen. But what do we have to do? It says, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. So there we go back. If we're speaking with forked tongue, that's doubting. You see, you're saying one thing, or you're doing one thing at home, maybe. You're doing another thing here. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And we've got to make sure that we are of the same mind, saying what God's word says. That's why Paul says, be of the same mind. Be speaking what you are being taught. Don't allow people to come and pull you away. How many times in Galatians, you read through the book of Galatians and it talks about those who come and they try to pull them away to their way of thinking, like into apostasy, you understand? But Paul is telling them, be of the same mind, be stable minded, be sound minded. And the only way that we can do that is fall in love with his word and put it first place in our lives. Amen? And then what we say. I said what we say is important. Now, there's a couple scriptures there. One is Proverbs 6:2, and it says, you are snared, or it means entrapped, by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. It also says in Proverbs 12:18, so that was Proverbs 6:2, you are snared by the words of your mouth, you're taken by the words of your mouth. But Proverbs 12:18 says, there is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes what? Health. So let's go back to attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. It's a life source to us. And when we are meditating on God's word and we're speaking it and we get a revelation, it can start as a confession of meditation, but then it gets to a confession of faith and we are saying it. We've got to stick with that and stop saying something else when the pressure is on. We've got to stop talking about sickness and disease as if we don't have a covenant. We've got to stop talking about financial problems as if we don't have a supply. We've got to stop talking about condemnation as if we are not forgiven. You are forgiven. And I understand that it becomes a mentality and it becomes habits. But my friend, if you will love the word and just make yourself do its duty, eventually it's going to get easier.
Amen.
Eventually, if you stir yourself up, it's going to get easier. Walk in love. Always look at your love walk.
Yes.
Make sure that you're not talking about other people. Make sure that you're not saying things that are wrong. I mean, constantly check your heart about that. Don't be having roast pastor at home. Or roast anybody for that matter. I mean, we have to be careful about politicians. We can't just be spouting off. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. You can stand up. So putting God's word first is falling in love with his word. And then we're speaking it out of our mouth. Because we have an understanding of our covenant.
Yes.
And that's what we're walking in.
Yes.
And if we're missing it in any area, God's going to show us. He'll reveal that to us. It says that in Philippians 3. You know, we're supposed to press toward the mark of the high calling. But if there's anything that we need to know, he'll show it to us. But we ought not to be so consumed and sin conscious that we think that we have committed 390 sins in one day. You understand? Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you just lift your hands and, Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, like that story that I've told before, and I didn't quite get the story right, but Dad Hagen was ministering to a businessman and about forgiveness, and the Lord dealt with Dad Hagen. Share with him about my forgiving, about my forgiveness. And there's some things he said, but I want to mess the story up. So Dad Hagen, he met with this man 30 minutes before service, and the man said, I've missed it. In so many areas, I could have given more. I could have tithed more. I could have given more to missions. There's so many things I haven't done, because he was dealing with sickness and he had been in the line three times and the healing power didn't go into him. And he was trying to get that power to go into him. So that power is there to work in us. If we're properly grafted in, then that flow can work in whatever area of our body that we need to work it. But what Dad Hagen told that man, he said, you know, you need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself. And he said, have you missed it? 7 times 70, 490 times in a day? And the man said, well, I haven't missed it 490 times in 35 years. Well, there you go. You're doing good. You're doing pretty good then. So we have to stop looking at things like there's no forgiveness for us. We get up and it's a new day. It's mercy. And you didn't take all the mercy, and I didn't take all the mercy. There's plenty of mercy left. All right? All I want to do is praise you. All I want to do is honor you. All I want to do is lay down condemnation and take up your joy. All I want to do is put your word first. Put it in my heart and mouth. Make my body do its duty. It's so easy. Oh, it's so free. All I want to do is worship you. All I want to do is worship you. So just lift your hands and just let the guilt go. Let the condemnation go. Just stir yourself up that this is a new day. This is a new dawning. This is a new time in my life where I'm just going to step back. And what did Pastor Nancy said? Those three things that God emphasized to her in one service: rest, peace, actually peace, but rest and peace go together. And what was the second one? Rest and peace. I know the third one was joy. And the second one was fulfilling the plan of God for your life. But you can't do that without putting God's word first. So stay in peace. Stay in rest. This is a new day for me of rest. I'm having to make my body rest. But at the same time, if my body is saying, well, I'm too tired to go to church, just like Oh, no, that's not allowed. Yeah, you can lay down on this couch and rest right now, but you're getting up and going to church. See, because then I'd be in violation of that second one of fulfilling the plan of God. And that's not going to happen. And I've already said I'm not going to stop traveling. I'm just saying this is just the beginning. So, you know, God and me are talking. Mainly, I'm putting His word first, but we're talking about what I need to do for longevity. Amen. And there's more things that I have in my heart along that line of wisdom that will help you. But I'm just praying about how to say those things and come across. Because one thing God did deal with me about, and I want to share this with you real quickly, if you don't mind, is I can help people. But one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to cut myself off. Like, I know that I can't go have hamburgers and french fries every single day. But I'm not going to make a statement that hamburgers and french fries are bad for me. I'm not going to make a statement that sugar is bad for me. Even though I know that processed sugar, if you're eating it all the time, it can be a tremendous hindrance to your body. So the thing is, I'm putting God's word first, realizing that sickness and disease is from the devil. But I'm using wisdom in consistency. And that doesn't mean that I never go out and eat anything or get off the beaten path here and there. But I'm using wisdom. All I want to do is worship you. All I want to do is follow peace and follow through. All I want to do is rest in you, rest in you, rest in you. And your mind's going to give you fits. Your body's going to say, oh, I don't like this. But that's when you know you're on the right path. That's when you make your body do its, just make your body do its duty. You got to lay down and rest. You know, just like these meetings have been a life source to me. I'm talking about Pastor Nancy and Paducah. And I'm going to sit down and body, you're going to sit here and you're going to praise and you're going to worship. And I'm lifting my hands out because Pastor Nancy said we need to use our faith for other people. You understand? And sometimes your body doesn't want to do that. I don't care. It's, you see, it's our life source, being obedient. Being obedient. Well, we have to unhook this train somewhere so that we can start her back up in the future. And, pero kushandala brandi kete de de bossa kaya. Enenemo osandala brasi kivete, ete de brandushti kete, ete oshaka atala brandi kivete. So I'm just going to follow my heart. Jocelyn and Brendan, would you come up here? And Jared, would you come up here? I've had you on my heart. So I'm just going to impart. Just going to impart. All I want to do is worship you. It's time to start stepping up and stepping into some things, and you know that. But you can't do it with yielding to condemnation, Brendan. You've got what it takes. You have what it takes, and you are special in His sight. And this is a new day. This is a new dawning. And you're going to be able to step up and step into things that you haven't before by His grace. Don't try to do it in your own strength. But it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God that will accomplish that. It's a growing up process, Brendan. In Jesus' name. Make sure that anything is cut off that takes you away from this flow of life, because God needs you to be in the right place He needs you in the kingdom. I didn't even know what I was going to say. We love you dearly. Pastor Jay and I love you, and you're precious to us. But God is saying, make sure that you cut off anything that would hinder this flow. You hear that? All I want to do is worship you. All I want to do is lift my hands and praise you. All I want to do is worship. Oh, can you just worship? Just lift your hands and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. We're not going to take long, so, but just worship him. All I want to do, all I want to do. It's light and it's easy. It's not hard, and the enemy is trying to tell us that it's hard, but it's not. It's easy. We can do whatever he asks us to do. Every one of you is special in God's sight. And the enemy is trying to trip you up to get you off his path. But I just say, ha, 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 ha. That's why we need revelation, so that we'll go in the right path. We'll do the right things. We love you. God loves you first and foremost. And it's such an honor to be one of your pastors. It's such an honor to be in this place tonight and be able to give the word to you and just flow together. So thank you very much. And Jocelyn, you have a song. Let's just end with something. And we can, just maybe keep an attitude of reverence as we leave. It's why I like what Pastor Nancy said. It's kind of that weighty anointing. It's different than what she was talking about. She was talking about for the healing crusade, but there's a weightiness in here, and God's dealing with individuals, so we don't want to just be chatty, you know. So at that time, maybe you just want to stay at your chair and pray a little bit, and we're not going to stay a long time or anything, but or if you need to go, we understand that too. All right.